We've got plenty more music on the way. And, you know, if you've been listening to Kaleidoscope for a while now, you've heard us talk to a couple of different people who are involved over at DATV, most notably, of course, every Halloween we do our Halloween show with Baron von Porkchop, whose Terrifying Tales of the Macabre airs on DATV. And I was really excited to find out that they are celebrating their 35th anniversary as of this Friday, March 1st. They're going to be celebrating by playing a lot of archival material over the next 35 weeks. And so earlier this week, I sat down with Melissa Constantine and Dan Cifoletto from DATV, and they told me a little bit about the history of the station and some of the things they're doing now. So we're going to hear a little bit of that interview right now. We started off with Dan telling me a little bit about how DATV got started.
DATV started back in 1977 with the idea from our founder, Roxy Cole, of bringing the community together to be able to put local programs on television. And she got a grant from the Ohio Board of Regents to help with that process. She got some local board members together from local organizations. And then by 1978, they were finally on Viacom cable in the city of Dayton. And the idea behind Access Television was to give the community a forum to be able to express their ideas to one another and to the community at large. So that's really what we try to strive to do today, is to give people the tools to be able to continue communicating with each other through television.
In those very early days, what kind of programming was being aired on DATV?
Well, we did. We taped the Dayton City Commission meetings. We taped a lot of local parades and festivals that's going on in the city of Dayton, besides what some of our independent producers have done on their own.
It's very specific to things happening in Dayton, because people who can see our channel live within the city of Dayton. And now we're also seen in the city of Riverside and Butler Township. So at the time, they're pretty much focusing on events and happenings within Dayton. Mm-hmm. A lot of programming from the city of Dayton. This is back in 1978 now, when you know, there weren't that many channels on television. Now you see all the channels and it's like, wow. But you know, back then, just the idea of being, of people being able to be on TV was a unique idea. Without being on a commercial channel. We actually even started before ESPN started. And I remember when they were talking about having ESPN, it was crazy to think of a 24-hour channel of nothing but sports. It's like, how could you possibly have enough stuff? You know, and we're a 24-hour channel about things happening in your local community. People can see now, after years and years of programming, that there are enough things happening, and you know, there's plenty to talk about, plenty to share, and a lot of great information that can be brought to the public.
And with covering the local community, you're also providing an education service to the community, teaching people how to make programming. Tell me a little bit about that aspect of what you guys do.
Okay, well, yeah, our main goal is to train citizens to come in and produce their own programs. Because, you know, DATV as an organization, there's only so many things you could possibly do, and there's things happening. So we train our members to use our cameras and our studios and our portable equipment to go out and videotape programs, put them on the air. And we have new training once a month where people can do that, and they start the first Thursday or first Saturday of each month. And the membership is only $50 a year, so it's a very low cost, and that includes all the training. We're teaching nonlinear editing using Adobe products and Avid products, and we teach cameras now. We have new Panasonic AG130 cameras that record little SD cards. And I remember when I first started, we had big cameras that recorded to a separate deck, and you had to hook up all these different things. Now it's all contained in a small little camera, and you're ready to go. So that has really helped us as well in terms of making it even more accessible to the public, because it takes some of the initial learning curve out of it. You know, the SD card works the same way in our cameras as it works in your still camera, as in your home video camera. So a lot of that takes some of the fear away from people. And we have the classes designed in a specific way to cater to people who do not have any television production experience. So you don't have to have gone to school to learn this ahead of time. It's designed for someone just to come in with no prior experience and learn how to do it.
And you mentioned having hundreds of people making shows, and I know you have a pretty wide variety of programming, you know, everything from talk shows to religious programming to more entertainment-based comedy shows. Tell me a little bit about what is in your programming lineup these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we have two channels, our spiritual channel, Dayton Spiritual Television, is on channel 992. That channel is our inspirational channel that goes out all over the Miami Valley. We have over 75 weekly church services on a wide variety of different denominations. And so that happens, and it's 24/7. Our public access channel, a wide variety of programming from someone going out into the community where and they just tape people talking in their neighborhood what's going on. Our talk shows that we've got going on in our studio, we have a woman that does the power of money and talks about finances and what's going on in today's world and economy. We have a couple of our shows that we call training shows, and it's a way where we train. We give these shows to people that's coming in, learning different aspects of directing graphics, audio, video in our studio, and they come in and volunteer for a program with the Ombudsman's Office. We have a law program that a lawyer does each month, talks about different law programs. Our festivals that we've got, it's a wide variety. And in our lineup, we have different slots for council meetings, the festival lineup, and then our talk shows at different blocks. So it's entertainment. We may have a block of sports. Overnight, we have a couple nights where we play movie nights, usually Saturday and Sunday mornings, midnight to 2. We'll air different horror movies or things like that. So it just varies. And then as program director, I will schedule the programs, but also talk with the producer to see where it's best to air that type of program.
And if I can remind people, there are a lot of different shows. The complete program schedule is available on our website at www.datv.org, because as Melissa pointed out, there's really a lot of shows. And to be able to get the full list and everything, you can go there and look at that. Our channels are also streaming. We also have it's streaming on your phone. You can go to ustream.tv and get that app and watch DATV that way as well, anywhere on your mobile device. So please take a look at that when you have a chance.
Mm-hmm. And starting in March, you're going to be airing some archival material to celebrate your 35th mm-hmm. anniversary. What sorts of things will we be seeing from that lineup?
Well, the first Friday, or this coming up, March 1st, we'll be doing the first cable premiere. That was with our host and first executive director, Roxy Cole. Herself, along with a couple of board members that helped start bringing in Access 30 Dayton, as that was our name, that will be airing. And right after that will be a documentary that I co-produced on Roxy Cole herself. After she had passed away in 2006, we did a documentary so people know who she was. So that's going to happen the first week. The second Friday in March will be the Best of Riverfest 1983. That was at Island Park, held every year, and you know, different bands playing, and we filmed it every summer with a crew of volunteers that did all the work. And then throughout, we're going to have Dayton Tonight that is hosted by Jim Bucher. He did a David Letterman-type show that was going on, and the U.S. Air Force Band of Flight, and a couple of programs from the Dayton Dragons when they came to town 10 years ago, and some things on Roth High School when they were closing up, and some town hall meetings. So we'll have a complete list listed on our website and our channel so everyone can take a look at that.
It seems like in addition to, you know, bringing media skills to the public and giving people a voice, you guys have also been an archiver of history in a way over the past 35 years. When I think about, you know, the Riverfest concert, that's something that I know a lot of people have really fond memories. Mm-hmm. Have you had any really fun surprises as you're digging back into your archives, deciding what material you're going to be putting on the mm-hmm. air, of things maybe you didn't know that you had or expect that you had?
Yeah, there's one that's featuring a young author, Stephen King, speaking at the University of Dayton. Mm-hmm. And he's giving a lecture. And, you know, just to see him speak when his – I think it was his second book that was coming out – speaking to the audience there, but he's smoking a cigarette up there on stage while he's speaking. Just seeing that, it's like, wow, it's kind of weird to remember back then. That wasn't that long ago when people would be smoking in public like that. But, you know, there's a lot of things like that visually that you can see, and it's really there's one where one of the Iranian hostages came back.
His name was Stephen Lauterbach.
Yeah, he came back to the arcade, and just to see the inside of the arcade and everything was quite fascinating.
Moving forward, are you guys planning any events or anything like that to celebrate the anniversary this year? Do you guys have other things in store surrounding your anniversary?
We have our Media That Matters Film Festival that traditionally takes place in November, and that's something that we have online all ready to go. We're going to be announcing some other things that are not really finalized yet at a later date, but that one is something that's already in the books, and you can plan ahead for that coming up in November.
Thank you guys both so much for coming in.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
That was my conversation earlier this week from with Melissa Constantine and Dan Cifoletto from DATV. They're celebrating their 35th anniversary this week. They've got lots of special programming coming your way. Check them out at datv.org. Right now, here's some music from Elvis Costello. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Well, you know your time has come.